From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi officials say a truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives detonated at a market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The United States says it has begun flying bombing missions from a Turkish airbase to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon issued a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey. Turkey agreed last month to let U.S. forces use the base. Nigeria's president has ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in four new military chiefs. The president replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense staff soon after taking office May 29th in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed nearly 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point at 1% lower than the previous day. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first change on Tuesday. Central bank officials attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan has now gone to close to market value. The U.S. flag will be raised over Cuba on Friday. It's the first time since 1961 that the United States and Cuba have had diplomatic relations. This is VOA News.